Hello and welcome back to Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelane Makhwanqana, and today's episode is deeply personal. We are diving into a chapter of my life that shaped the way I see learning, survival, and faith. The title, How I Struggled with Studies, Solving Maths and Physics in a Tent. Yes, a tent, a real church tent. This isn't just a story about education, it's about resilience. It's about solving maths problems by candlelight, preparing for school with no sleep, and showing up to class every day, awake, alert, and ready, because giving up was never an option. If you have ever struggled with school, poverty, or staying awake when life gives you every reason to quit, then this episode is for you. Let me take you back to that moment in my life. About 10 or so years ago, I was in high school. Subjects like mathematics and physics were my battlefield. Not because I lacked intelligence, no, but because life outside the classroom was an uphill climb. I wasn't living in a house. I wasn't even living in a shack. I was sleeping in a church tent voluntarily. From midnight to 6 a.m., I'd stay inside that tent. No heater, no bed, no comfort. Just me, my books, and the cold, echoing silence. Why? Because sometimes your dreams push you into strange places, and for me, the church tent became both a prayer room and a study hall. I still remember the setup, no electricity, just a small candle. I would sit cross-legged with my maths exercise book and sometimes my physical science textbook, trying to solve equations while the world slept. Some nights I could hear the rain hitting the tent like fingers tapping a warning. Other nights it was just silence, but my mind, it was loud, filled with numbers, forces, formulas, and a voice inside whispering, "Don't stop." Here's something that many may surprise you today. I didn't sleep at all. Not during those hours in the tent, no. And guess what? I never slept. I never felt sleepy at school at all. Not even once. It's like something supernatural carried me. God? Maybe it was God. I don't know. Purpose? Definitely. But I knew I was being sustained by more than food or rest. I was being sustained by a vision of a future that didn't include poverty. Imagine walking straight from a cold tent to class, wearing the same uniform, having no lunch money, no one knowing what your night looked like, but in class, I came alive. I would lift my hand to answer, I would challenge problems, I would ask questions that even surprised my teachers. They didn't know I hadn't slept, no. They didn't know I revised Newton's laws by candlelight. Maths and physics especially became more than just subjects. They were tools of escape. They were my passport to a better tomorrow. I was solving more than equations. I was solving my future. Now, it wasn't always beautiful. There were moments I cried real tears because I couldn't solve a problem, maybe, or because I questioned whether it was worth it. But small wins kept me going. The day I scored high on a physics test, the day a teacher praised my analytical thinking, the day my classmate asked for help. So every time that happened, it reminded me, you may be broke, tired, or unseen, but you are becoming. I want to pause here and share a few lessons I learned from that season of my life. Number one, your environment doesn't define your potential. A tent doesn't have to mean defeat, no. Sometimes it's a womb for greatness. Number two, discipline is louder than motivation. I didn't feel like studying in the cold sometimes, but I did it anyway. Number three, God doesn't always remove the storm. Sometimes He teaches you to solve algebra in it. My faith carried me through more formulas than I can count. Number four, you don't need comfort to succeed. You need clarity. I was uncomfortable, but I had a clear goal that I must rise. As I reflect on that journey today, I realize that the tent was my training ground. It shaped my thinking, my discipline, my focus, and now it shapes this podcast. Talking Classroom isn't just about education, it's about transformation. It's about students who are unseen and unheard but determined. It's about classroom with no desk and learners with no food but full of dreams. To every student listening, you may not have everything, but you have something. Use it, trust it, and never stop learning, even in a tent.